This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Joining me in the studio is my next guest on Breakfast. What we've noticed is that Hamilton Central Library is about to be taken over by DIY creativity, by comics, by collage, poetry, music and handmade publications as the Kirikiriroa Hamilton Zine Fest returns for its 12th year. This year's festival's really expanded into the community, and so to tell us a little bit more, I'm joined by Ricardo Kerr, who's one of the organisers. Nau mai, haere mai, Ricardo. Welcome to the Free Breakfast.
Morena, it's nice to be here.
For people that have heard the word zine but have never actually sort of picked one up, or what exactly is it? And I've got a double barrel, sorry. What is a zine and why do they matter?
Well, luckily, I think the two answers are definitely interconnected. They're almost one and the same. The clue in a zine is that it is part of the word magazine, and the fact that it's only part of the word is also a very big clue, because these are not big commercial mass-produced operations. These are very DIY, very homemade, very punk, and that allows a lot more creativity because there are a lot less barriers to entry. It is really a beautiful thing because they can be anything you think of. And the more you might attend a zine fest or get your hands on zines, I think the world of creativity that can go into that just opens up further and further. There's really no end to the inspiration of it.
It's wonderful, isn't it? And having been in the past, I've gone away with a great sort of bag full of little goodies, and it's a glimpse into people's creative minds, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, because the bar to entry is so low, if you can get your hands on a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, if you have a photocopier or a printer, it's really anything that you can come up with. And that is really part of the fun of Zine Fest, is just seeing exactly how far people are willing and able to push the concept.
I think that sounds wonderful, and people can check it out. I always have an annual FOMO where I kind of wish I'd got it organised early so I could have made some work to go into it. How late can people kind of get involved?
The main part of Zine Fest is where you have organised to get part of a table, because we are in the library, of course, the beautiful public library in Garden Place, and the space for that is limited. I believe, in fact, all the stalls were taken some time ago. However, there is always extra opportunities. There is essentially kind of a front desk in the operation that does let people just, if they have something that's last minute, they haven't gotten around to getting a stall, they're feeling that FOMO, they're able to drop in a zine and have essentially someone at the event be the seller on their behalf. So the bar to entry is even lower if you look at it like that. It's good to get in touch with some organisers. It's good to just get the wheels turning, see what you can come up with, and we will always find a place for you.
Oh, it's really cool. And I mean, you've linked to something there, that it's not just displaying your work, it's actually selling your work and finding an audience for your work.
Yes, it's the selling it, it's the show of it. What I really enjoy, though, is part of that process is you have a lot of conversations with people, because goodness me, I can't speak for anyone else about what they're bringing to the table this year, but it's a lot of unusual stuff, which we love, and that sparks a lot of conversation. So on top of it being a market where people do have things to sell and show their things that they've made, there's a lot of good discussion, and you can almost feel the next year's Zine Fest begin at that point as those ideas really start to churn and those conversations are happening all the way through the library. It's really nice to see.
Well, I mean, the festival's now been running for 12 years, and so that networking and those connections, you know, why, do you think that's why the creative scene continues to grow and the festival continues to have a presence every year?
Absolutely. There's nothing quite like having someone else to egg on your creative energy, and that just happens, iterates over and over and over again. You get two zine makers together in a room for 20 minutes and they will be designing a zine. It is impossible not to, I'm afraid.
I love it. I love the fact that creativity and collaboration just sparks more and more of it, and it's something that we're being really encouraged to try and do in our everyday life, isn't it, as a for a whole lot of well-being reasons as well as just expression.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a form of creativity that lets you unplug somewhat, as it is all rendered ultimately on paper or something paper adjacent. There's no limitations to the materials you choose to use. Because it's different. It's different to what a lot of people do in their day-to-day. It's a lot different to what a lot of people use for their own forms of entertainment. And it really just gets back to that hands-on do-it-yourselfness, which really does inspire other people, which is definitely why it keeps going. We've been doing it for 12 years now. It is getting bigger and bolder and grander every year, and long may it continue.
I love that. Do you think in a world, I guess, dominated by social media and dominated by digital content, what do you think that people still love about physical media and physical, particularly handmade publications in this case? What do people like about them?
Well, perhaps I'm showing my age a little bit here, but I find it's sort of the difference between reading a book that you're holding in your hand versus one on a screen you hold in your hand, but expanded out to the nth degree, because you know that a real person's hands, probably the person you've bought this zine off or is talking to you about the zine, has written this, printed this, folded this, stapled this. It is so immediate. The immediacy is almost a nice panacea for the social media dominated world that we may sometimes live in.
Yeah, well, the act two of going in and buying a piece of art or a piece of work off the creator is just a joy to do. And the other thing I think about the festival is that because the work is being handmade and it's localised, the bar to kind of entry in terms of buying a piece of work is accessible for many people, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's all down to the individual creators, obviously, but it is not uncommon to see people who are, hey, we've had a nice chat, can I give you something? Are you interested in a koha? And I'll see what I can give you back in return.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. One thing that's really stood out to me this year is how inclusive the festival feels, particularly with a whole lot of additional sort of events that are going on around it for a range of people and interests. Can you tell us some of the extra things that are available this year as part of Zine Fest, aside from, you know, the displays and the tables in the library?
Yeah, so there have been a series of zine-making events that we like to use and operate around the community in the weeks leading up to. There is a children's focused zine-making workshop coming up. I believe just yesterday we had one out at the Raglan Library, and I had some photos from that come through last night. Had some nice rangatahi out there doing their work, and it's start them early. Show people the joy of it early, give people that invitation to enter that zine creative space. And yeah, once again, you'd be amazed at what people come up with, and that's the joy of it.
That's cool. And I spotted that this year will also feature the launch of Zines NZ, Punk to Present, which is a book by Bryce Galloway. I know he's been involved in the scene for a long time. How significant is that work, do you think, for New Zealand zine culture?
It's a bit of a joke to us in the committee how zines and books are mortal enemies, coming from very opposite ends of the publishing world spectrum. Obviously, it's all love, it's all in jest. But we're very pleased that this year we are actually bridging the gap, because yes, as you said, Bryce Galloway has his book, Zine NZ, Punk to Present. And for the very first time, we'll be openly encouraging a book to enter our space. But of course, it is about zines. And that is all thanks to Bryce, as we said, who is part of this committee as well. And that is through the Massey Uni Press. So it's just more elements of our community getting into our space. And zines are kind of, they have this ephemeral, temporary energy to them. But books, I think people feel, have slightly more permanence. So it is nice to attempt to make our temporary annual zine thing feel that little bit more permanent, with a bit of history and a lot of good work from Bryce.
Yeah, and I mean, as Bryce has been supporting, I think, the zines for a long time, is the book an academic work, or is it like it's a history, or what do you know? Have you had a chance to get
your hands
on it? I
would love to get my hands on a book and tell you for sure, but what do I always say? Leave the people wanting more?
Yeah,
so I'm going to say watch the space. And if you are really curious, I know a really cool spot next Saturday where you might be able to get your hands on it and find out for yourself.
Well, that is true. So Zine Fest is happening next Saturday. It's at Hamilton Central Library. There's also a couple of other things that sit around it. So give us the details of the day. How can I plan my Saturday to get the best out of the Zine Fest?
All right. So everything kicks off at 10 o'clock in the morning in the central area of the main floor of the library. So we are in Garden Place, nice and accessible, of course. I recommend you bring a bag because you will always be grabbing little bits and pieces from people, be they flyers, zines, stickers, whatever you can get your hands on. I recommend bringing a little loose change because a little coin koha goes a very long way in our space. I recommend you bring a big smile and an open mind because you will be amazed, perhaps a little shocked. I'm not going to rule out a little bit of shock, but you will be amazed and impressed and wonderfied by all of the incredible things that people are bringing into that space and really want to share with you.
Sounds awesome. Are there workshops happening now? They're not specifically happening on Saturday, I don't think, are they?
But no, not on the Saturday itself. There is usually a little kind of walk-in space. One of the projects that we like to do on the day as well is a zine to be created in the space itself that can be sent out to people. So that is in the sort of creative area as you enter in. There should be signage for all of that. So this is not just necessarily a passive, I come in and see what other people have done space. Of course, you are perfectly welcome to do that, but there should be opportunities to get your hands on, especially if you are new to zines and the whole idea of zines. Maybe a little entry point, the little thing that might kick off a lifelong obsession. It kind of was for me.
Yeah, which is cool. And I know that you guys also have a little celebration at the end.
Absolutely. We run a after party for the Zine Fest. And this year we are holding that at Zeal, which is over on Ward Lane. It is going from 6 o'clock that same evening, so same day on May the 9th, through to about 9:30. And as part of that, we are giving out prizes. We have a whole lot of prizes for the Zine Fest itself. We are also going to have live poetry readings from Nadia Solomon. And we have the bands Lambjaw and Ballerina Riot will be playing that night. It'll be a good time. Now, that one there will be $10 on the door. But we do have a $5 option for student and unwaged. And, of course, that is all free if you are a Zine Fest vendor.
Oh, well, there you go. So you can get along and support the festival, but also see Lambjaw. They're actually playing, I think, a few days before, supporting an Australian band touring. So pretty high quality.
Oh, very high in demand. We're very lucky to get them.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Ricardo, where can people find out a little bit more? I know you've got, is it the good Facebook page? Or, you know, is that the best place for people to find out more and get updates?
Yes, absolutely. Your social media du jour will be the way to get this. Always look for Kiri Kiri Roa Hamilton Zine Fest, the KHZ, then you know you're on the right track. But we're, for the next week, certainly, we are going to be as many places as we can find ourselves.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Ricardo. You and the committee have done a fantastic job pulling together such a comprehensive event for your 12th year, and all the best. So that's next Saturday, May the 9th, in the city centre.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.